We're holding about the top mid of Biganaden will be Gehenna. What kind of formula is that? Hishim Biganaden Gehenna. Shalay Toima, Mine Mazakis Arabim Larabim. Sha'afagav Shizika Oisom. Mikomoka Mayor Etrabelu. So, yes, he's a Mazakis Arabim. But a mushal would be, let's say I give a tzibur a nice nedava to build a shul or something. So it's very nice, but it doesn't connect me in any way. I get this schus, I get schar, whatever you want to say, but there's nothing else. I can't say we become one because of it and so on. So he says, Shaloyu Talmidov began of Ugan Aden, and the castus Rabin Toliboy. The Cheta Rabin Toliboy is Bakisha Bechibon Talmidov. In other words, we spoke about this last time, there's a Kesha. Now, the way I explained it, it's Beikar in Inyan of Talmud Torah, not so much the Inyan of Samazikui. He's speaking here more about a general zikui, but Chazal do use the word talmidov. So, and I think that this is what the morale is saying. And wait another second. Yeah. Hi, Rabbi Yaakov. How are you?
Apologies. Sorry.
Fine. It's a busy season now for the clergy, holidays and Pashid Nezachon. So he says there's two inyanim. There's shaloy avichet al yodoi. That's a schus for rabbim and so on. But that his talmidim shouldn't be in Gehenim, in Gan Eden, and vice versa. That's that I think is miyuchot to Talmud Torah. Arzuvah lechet yodah v'chema she'asvigar asas tshuva v'varat tamu shemano ki godl koyach harabim kashe ischabel madrigal yena zeis ashein shinilo heim bechetoy heim tzikosoy kach yiroy nochem v'hashdem mitur tzakor u'mikomu kem shetare tzeloy dami. The Talmud Yochid in Roy Shenim Shach Harav Achat Talmud. So when you have a tutor, a Rebbe in a Talmud one-on-one, that taka, it's not Roy that the Rashi Nishach the Talmud, because who schleps who? How can you say you have one Talmud and one Rav, and the Rav, who's the more chashuv of the two, should be Nimshach with the Talmud? It doesn't make sense. Avo Talmidov Sheim Rabim. Hayochid shehu arav nimshachar talmidim shem rabim kichena mishpat shayochid nimshachar harabim. So that is something that sort of makes sense that when you have a rabim, even if the rab is more choshev, but a tzibur has its own mitzias. And one second, a tzibur has its own mitzias. And b'meila, it's mamshich they could be mamshich the ravol. So despite the fact that on a just one second I have to plug it in, it's losing power. The fact that it's once it's a tzibur, then even if it's a tzibur p'chusim, they're strong enough to be mamshich the rav with them. Yichen meshayoch nimshach rav. Ulfikor dafke kashlamim rabim roy shenimshach rav achreiv leimshach yoch rach hayoch. So a rav is not a rav when there's a talmid echad. The kisha rav talmidim hayne dafka talmidim heim harbe le rav echad. Vazirim aleim ke rav talmidim yeshe kisha v'chiba echad. So this is a very interesting nekuda. He says that a rav is a rav dafka when he has many talmidim as opposed to one. So let's try to explain it a little bit. Let's try to explain a little bit this inyan over here. That he says that the etzem tzuras rav is tolly in a rabbim instead of a yachid, instead of yachidim. Why is a tutor doesn't have a shem rav that he's talking about, and dafka when you have a shir or whatever it is? So the musig lemashal, when I am helping someone else, then I could describe this as a chaver. I'm helping this other person. So when Reuven helps Shimon, that relationship is called chaver. So I'm helping somebody make a leinus on Gemara, helping somebody understand the sugya. That's liyotza miyidei chaverus. A rav to talmidim is a tsura of hashpa, like a tree growing out branches. If it's one-to-one, means what I ever have, I'm giving over to you. When I have, when many are unique from one sheirish, then it means that the sheirish has in itself a potential that opened up to many different drachim mahalchim. So just like Torah, it goes out and to Shishim Ribu, and everyone is yoinik a different akuda, and that's mitzad, the maluse of Torah. It allows itself to spread out. It allows itself to come out in different branches. The same thing is true. So, Marshall, when I take a tree and I make out of a tree a log, a board to build, that's not Paris. It's transferring from A to B. It's making something from A to B. So if I take the knowledge that I know and I give it over to one person, it's a transfer. When I teach it to a group, and each person is toifes it differently, which is the nature of a group, then the pshat is I've become a mucker and a sheirish by dint of the fact that I have a nothing. So and that's why the Moshe Pir Virivia is a minimum of two. If there's only one, then basically I'm taking the old body and creating a new body out of it. It's not different than taking a tree and making log out of it. When I have two, it means that my tsur is a sheirish and it is mashpia on many different ifanim. And that's why when you have a rav who was mashpia many talmidim and each one took it differently, each one brought out a different kuda, it's mitzav de malyus the rav. Each one, you know, each just like a different, every child is not identical to the other children. Each child is and that gives it a shem per virivia. And the fact that there are many anufim of myself is coming out through the kids. Then he says And so he won't say a chiddush that obviously if they had done tshuva, he is also should be given a chance to tshuva. So we're talking about, in other words, the mamorim over here are talking about in yonim that last forever, that have in themselves an akuda of netzach. So b'meili, he says, the kolamachdis, just like avashen t'lubidov is not b'teilo, machloig yishiv shemayin is not b'teilo, kolamazak z'rabim, in achet bo al yodim. L'maisa, there's something else here also I want to, that's being meramis. I don't know if he's meramis in it, but it's very, very obvious. The first Yisoid is Avashintli Vedava, which is the Mid of Chesed. The second Yisoid of Machlokes is Sefer Liskayim, is the Mida of Yitzchak. It's the second Mida, it's the Mida of Hispalgus, of Din, Gvura, however you want to call it, requires two people, and so on. The third one is Tiferes, which by its nature has many Anufim coming out of it. In other words, the input into Tiferes came from different directions, and the Mela, the reason why we create children that are not clones of each other and the parents, because the parents are different, and in my gene pool, I have many, many different studim, and each sad becomes an anaf. So the Mishnayos here are all talking about perfect midas that last. So we have one in Ava, Ava Shintli Vedava, so that means it's pure Ava, that stands forever. Machloik Shem Shemayim, something that is mechalik itself, the Shem Shemayim, it's omid very strongly on its mitzias. This is the way it has to be, and so on. That, and then the third one is the ability to have a shirish from which much comes out. That midah mimutzas gives us many, many different branches and anhagas that come out from there. And b'meila, those three go together. It doesn't say it, but it's hard not to notice it. Ava pirshas esher near bar ma'oid. Got called nimshach l'misparshas kala miskar ma'ala. V'achas shisik kala misparim. So then you have all the numbers, you know, the tens, the fives, the sevens, and so on. V'achas shisik kala misparim hiskik kol avach and glibe dovash in ma'ala ha'achash boilam. V'lachach hiskik achas ha'madregis ha'kolach boilam shredegif ha'atzmo. V'zeh ki madregis ha'tzibur for his kuru chomikam ha'kwengos. So Lemaisa, he says we have in this number series Ava Sheinat Luya Bedava is Echot, the site of Echot. So if we ask ourselves what is one, we'll say, you know, Ava Sheinat Luya Bedava. It's not, I have a few different angles for it. And over here, the being Mazaka Sarabim is also a certain chibur of the rabbin to one. I created a certain klal out of the rabbin and so on. V'zek madreg sibur kas kiyur chom mikam mekoymes v'shbanu l'may lo gam ki inyat sibur ez akoyis mat sibur. V'dobaz en regal yonish shib oylam shali hiske klal v'madreg is at sibur v'dobaz e achar. So the musig of a tzibur is an echad that transcends the specific elements here. Lamashal, let's go slowly. Abashen Klubidova means two people are mischaba and they become one. That one has no bittle. There's another type of one that has no bittle, Lamashal. All the different types, they're cows, there are many, many different meaning, types of cows. But the word cow is a word that's koilal everything. And it's one because it transcends any particular specific yachid. So the first case, the case of Avashen Tlibedava, it's because the two yachidim merge and come together, they get married, Voyobasa Echad. So it becomes one unit. So then that becomes a something that is Aymid La'ad. But here you have By the Rabbim, Moshel, Rashi says 3 weeks ago in the Pasha that people sometimes call Shur, many Shvarim Shur, many Chamorim Chamor, because the Etzim, they're not many pieces. I have cattle. The Musig of cattle is one, and it stands above. This particular days of the cow and Betsy the cow and so on. So whenever you have the musig of a rabbin that has a certain mitzias, that rabbin it transcends numbers. It's one because you can't make more out of it. No matter how many cows you add to the world, the concept of cow will remain one. So a rabbim is a type of yochid that transcends. According to this, does not clear the machleik Hashem Shemayim. You could say machleik Hashem Shemayim is a variation of avish and kli v'davar. You know, it's two entities, two beings that are being chaylik. And, you know, when is it, when did it become one? If it's the same Shemayim. And then it becomes like Ava, Shainat Levadavim. That's how I would say. He doesn't mention it specifically, but that's how I would say that he means. But the word about a rabbim, back to the rabbim, is a rabbim is a tsura of one that's lamaila from the pratim and the bria. Bedoza gaina shiboyl shiskaldi madregas at sivdoza acha. The cholad vorm elo in brurim brachamim bein sofik. Lemishi adea lahavn divachamim. So the musig of a rabbin becoming more than the becoming something that transcends any prat is that's some we say about Kali Yisrael. Atechav Shimcha Echad Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baris. So Kali Yisrael has a tsura of Echad. Despite the fact that they're kechol hayam, so this tzura of echad is a very very important tzura of echad because that's some tzura of echad kol Yisrael. That even though kol Yisrael comes in with great numbers, and more than that, it comes with great numbers that are different than each other. Each shevet is its own shevet. Shishim ribui, each knech of shishim ribui is different. So all of these are things that should produce a big ribui, still Klal Yisrael is one because all the pieces somehow fit together. When we speak of Klal Yisrael, we speak about one. We speak of Klal Yisrael. We speak of Yisrael. The hoyd al pirz a mayim abo achroef shetins v'amor ma'ilu kol mayim a mayim ed atzmoy al pirush of a follow. So he said, if you look at each mayimah, you can extrapolate and see what was the point before? It's very interesting. The Ramchal, in his Akdama to Derech Hashem, he says that in Derech Hashem he's not saying any chidushim, but he's just showing the Seder Hadvarim, and in the Seder Hadvarim, you have a lot of information. Now, that's true. If a person thinks it's true in every case. For instance, let's say I want to tell you why this is an important event to come to. So I tell you, Reuben's going to be over there, and Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda. So in that Seder Advarim, I'm being Megala something. It could be Loiza Afsu, which is a normal Seder. In other words, I not only, so I would be building up, and the highest point would be the last one. Many, many different ways in which to say that verb. If I find a halach in the Rambam in a certain perik, I know that halach belongs to that perik. It's the main thrust of halacha is whatever perik is in, rather than something else that I might think it is. Those are all the different inyanim that become noticed in the Seder Advar. Maral says, I'm looking at the Seder HaDvarim in these Mishnayos, in this parak. And Baal Korchok is a certain message in the Seder HaDvarim. And when you see the next piece, you'll understand the first piece. A lot of times when a person is talking, they're trying to figure out where is he going with this? Like, where's the Mahala with this? And then when you see the Seif Pasik, you understand where was he going with Mafreya. So he says, also, in all these Mishnayos, once I have this final Mishnah about Echad, I can extrapolate backwards and understand the Seder from until here. Okay, we'll hold our Mishnah test, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Later. Good night.